Hello again, Gia.
Well, hi, Keish. How's it been? It's been like 10 minutes, so
I'm okay. I'm okay.
okay.
So we're gonna try to recap today's episode, and maybe we'll hit back on some of the goings on from the end of last week too.
Yeah, should we apologize again just in case somebody? Yeah.
We are both Thursday. The last two episodes, not the short one, but the last two full episodes of ours were cut off because of something that was happening technically that we haven't sorted out yet.
Technically, meaning that her cat ate her headphone wire or something like that, and so, and see,
That's
my cat's sitting right here, and she's being very well behaved,
well, yeah,
and
that's you have a nice cat.
I do, but
I
actually,
don't.
she did eat one of my headphone things. I have to keep them in a drawer. They're, I mean, they look just like cat toys. Can't really
Sure,
blame
sure they do. Lesson learned.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Anyway, we apologize and please
Yes,
stay
we
with
do.
us if you
Please
can.
try.
Try. Somebody needs to. We need
Yeah.
you.
I don't know if you'll be a better person at the end of all this, but we're just
No,
passing the time during these
yeah,
unpleasant
I feel like
days.
I don't think I'm a better person, but I find it interesting that both you and I, who I don't mean to insult you or anything, but I feel like you'd have to agree that we haven't like we haven't really
Realize our
surpassed anybody's
potential.
expectations of our life
No.
trajectories, or
Yeah. Trajectory seems like a strong word.
more like a flat line. But anyway, nonetheless, for this particular job, and I say that with air quotes, we've shown like an incredible amount of dedication and organizational skills, I'd have to say.
Sure, you've done a lot of research. You've been quite scholarly in your approach.
Yeah, and just not blowing it off and not giving it up, and in so many ways I've given up and blown off so many other things in life that I really should have stuck with.
That's true of me also, Gia.
And yet, for a
Yeah.
soap opera podcast, I'm
We
like, I
show
am
up.
all in. I am so in. And
This
yeah.
is what it was that we were waiting for all
Just
along to just
all
hitch our
along.
wagons to.
Yeah, it's so weird. So I appreciate any figure skaters or anybody else that's out there, tuning in and
As far as I know, there aren't any figure skaters. So I would just like to say hats off to Nathan Chen and the American skaters who have done, magnificent work recently on their way to the Olympics.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but maybe that's why we've been talking about figure
You've got your
skating.
succulents. I've got my skater.
Okay. I was like, can you see who our listeners are? We don't have anyway, yeah. So
Anyway.
I just wanted to, point that out that we're really kind of coming into our own here,
And people are thinking, so wait a minute, you're telling us that this is your best effort.
Yeah, this is we are
Point
living the
taken.
dream now.
Point taken. Okay. Well, let's get into hospital now.
Okay,
I did want to say before I forget, I liked Carly's sweater. I believe we've seen it before. Just in
yeah,
theory, because it looked like it could be a man's sweater. Maybe that's what I
is
was
that what you
responding
like?
to.
I'm noticing a new trend, and I'm thinking, or maybe it's not that new, but like where people tuck things in the front and let them hang out in the back.
That is sort of a trend, and I'm not sure I support it. I like it just untucked all the way around.
I was gonna say I'd either go untucked all the way around or tucked all the way in, but then I'd probably look like 80s mom jeans kind of. So I don't know. I'm gonna start trying it.
Okay. All right.
Well, and some clothing today has a longer back, like it's meant to do that, So
Yes.
I don't know
All
what
right.
it's. I don't think it's just Canadian.
No, not just Canadian.
Yeah, so that was a sweater. I couldn't tell, but I
Yeah.
found that I was looking at fashions a lot today because I was bored.
There wasn't a lot of really scintillating conversation,
No,
and
and
there were
it's some
some
like my
long
least
conversations that
favorite
really.
characters.
Well, even when like Britt was talking to Nina, that didn't seem that interesting. And I like Britt, I thought
I
she could
liked
have had
Brit,
like
and I
fresh
liked Brit's
take on
outfit.
Nina. Britt was wearing a gray sweater also.
And
Or
like
was it?
leather pants or something, or pleather, or I don't know what was going on there.
No, either.
But she can rock. She can rock them, you know. So
yeah, yeah. Although I don't know how she thought anybody was going to be doing Brad a favor, let alone Sunny through Nina. That seemed a little weird.
Yeah, and I just feel like everybody's piling on to Nina, trying to get her to, you know, go for it with Sunny, and it's a little cruel.
It is a little cruel. It's a little. It's all a little odd. I think it's also seemed like Britt was just looking for dirt. You know, like she just wanted to get the firsthand account.
Yeah, I mean, both she and Ava both, you know, are angling for stuff for themselves, really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Ava was kind of gleeful the other day, pointing out she that Sunny might still be in love with you. And
I know all of that is very destructive.
And it just sets Nina's crazy eyes, you know, spinning. Yeah. And she is going to go for it. Yeah. But yeah, the outfits, what other outfits do we have? Brick. We had Brick on in a nice turtleneck. And he's always fun. I like that he leaves his world of sports casting to come over.
I know.
Charles, you know, that kind of cracks me up.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of feeling like any sort of problems with Sonny's business are going to be a real headache, not just for him, but for his whole, you know, crew.
Yeah.
I don't think his head's in the game at all, you know, not just because he's not on his meds, but just because his priorities have shifted.
Yeah, and he doesn't have Jason to keep it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, anymore, he doesn't have. Yeah, Jason probably was silently doing a lot of stuff, you know, without.
I wonder if they, you know, maybe they should, now that Michael's turned into a douchebag.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Maybe they should bring him in as a new douchebag enforcer.
Yeah, although he's acting like Sonny's, you know, just such a letdown, you know, like he's.
Yeah, is he suddenly going to be like? Is he suddenly going to be like, you're not my real dad? You know,
I don't know. I'm not quite sure I understand why he's so angry.
Or he'd be like,
Sonny so much.
You killed my real dad. You know, suddenly he might be like, are you going to throw that in my face again, kid?
Yeah. Gosh, who knows? It's all very volatile now.
Yeah, but that would be a dark turn for Michael's character to take, wouldn't it?
It would.
Like,
and it'd just be interesting
to groom him as the next Jason kind of character.
Yeah, that would be. Gosh, I don't. Jason just had that innate skill, right? You know that
where of killing,
like just being stealth. You know, reading people expertly. You know.
Yeah,
I don't know if Michael would develop those skills.
Yeah. Michael's not very zen.
Not really.
Jason had a zen quality.
He did, yes. zen mad.
And and his brother does not have that zen quality. I don't know what.
Yeah, he doesn't. I was just going to say, once again, even when he's trying to like say thoughtful, you know, philosophical things, it's like, who are you again? You know, like, why are you wasting our time?
Yeah, and all the schmarmy stuff, not just from him, but all of them, where everybody, like, your kids, you know, like, oh, that's so great, but then it's like, oh, Pilar, go ahead and take him away, please, Pilar. And, you know.
Right.
I'll be there for the 10 minutes of, you know, seeing you to school and putting you to bed.
Yep, right.
And Pilar's got the rest, the other 23 hours and 50 minutes of your life.
Yeah, the love doesn't quite ring true there, does it?
Yeah, it's all just about the showy, like, pictures for the fridge and that kind of stuff. But I know it's not real. I know. We have to keep pointing out it's not real. Right. It's a soap opera, and they can't have kids on all the time.
Right, but they talk about them enough. So
you think, like, oh, my gosh, the kids. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so yeah, I was kind of bored today. It was just sort of.
It was a Monday, and then also we got Marshall and Epiphany, which was another sort of like, that was sort of cringeworthy, wasn't it? Yeah,
endless. I think they should have called the cops on him for coming in for a second time and claiming an injury and not having one.
I know,
wasting the hospital's time.
Exactly. I mean, even if it is a fictitious hospital, you know, it's not sending a great message to people.
Yeah, like this today. Is how you communicate with people that don't want to see you. Like, I feel like the minute anybody sees that guy with his little tight hat on, they should just turn and walk away. And, and you know, like, if you start speaking to him, they should put their fingers in their ears and be like, nah, 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 nah.
Yeah. Or if there's a panic button nearby, just start hitting that thing. I know. He did nothing to redeem himself today. He seems like he's so manipulative in his, like, the way he praised Epiphany, you know, and you know, it's like, oh God. And she fell for it. Epiphany's smarter than that.
I don't know. And now they're going to go out to eat and, jeez.
I know, that's bad.
And I got thinking about, like, did we hear her before talk about wanting to be a doctor? Or was that like a new backstory that we just got?
I think it's a new backstory.
And they tease us with these, like, you know, they bring in a character like Epiphany, or what's her name, Terry, and they lead you to believe there's going to be more with them, and it's just kind of like a one-off every now and then. Because I think, I'd like to invest more in Epiphany as a regular character.
Yeah, they're interesting characters. And also, there was the implication that being a nurse isn't good enough, you know?
Right, because he sort of implied that, you'd want the MD after your name.
Right, so that's
That would be an interesting exploration of that.
I'm kind of hoping maybe that, you know, he'll do something bad and Epiphany will see what a shithead he is, and then she'll just kick him in the nuts.
She'll just pound him.
She'll just give him a serious pummeling, But that's probably not what's going to happen. We'll probably love him in a couple.
That's just what we want to do. But I don't feel a lot of love for Marshall from anyone, viewers or other characters, or, you know, it's like, they just dragging this out it. And now, like, Laura's advising Curtis on it. Laura's just roaming around, like, handing out, you know, wise advice.
I know. I like that she's friends with all these cool guys in town, you know, and that they respect her and everything. But she doesn't really need to play that mom role.
Yeah, doesn't she have, like, mayor business to be doing?
I guess. I guess so, yeah.
She's starting to dress like her mother, too. Didn't her mother wear, like, big, long, sweeping things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did, yeah.
Maybe that's what's going
Laura
on.
Laura was wearing an animal print today, and that seemed...
She was, wasn't she? Are you going to start incorporating animal prints in your wardrobe?
Me? I don't think so. No.
You inspired? And would animals ever wear human prints? What would that look like?
That's a good question, Gia.
Why do we mimic the animals? Are we mocking them, or are we trying to, like, you know, are we holding on to their powers? Are we trying to, like, bring in their powers?
Those are all good questions, Gia.
Do we want to be leopards? Why do we like leopards?
Well, we don't seem to like them enough to preserve their habitat.
That photography thing is going to fix that.
Joel Satori, he'll do it. Yeah. Well, if you need to do any research on the history of animal prints in fashion.
I wish I'd thought of that before today.
There's still plenty of time, you know.
I wonder what, like, I'm just thinking, like, that's interesting. Why would we start wearing animal prints? You know, what does that mean? Are you still there? Did I lose you?
I'm just wondering. How do I shift to another topic?
Well, I was so bored with today's episode that my mind is wandering off on these other interesting, you know, God, for God's sake, show me a succulent or something. You know?
I know, yeah. Well, it feels like there's so many different little storylines that some of them get put on the shelf, like, for days on end, right? And you almost forget about them. And then they bring those characters back. And I don't know.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, right, yeah, yeah.
That's how it's always been. But maybe that's even more so these days with limited casts and stuff like that, you know?
Well, yeah, that could be. It could be the COVID thing that is altering storylines, perhaps. I don't know. I'd have to map
Maybe.
it out to see. But I feel
Yeah.
like we see the Sunny Carly Nina thing
Yeah, that's
not every
pretty
day, but almost
constant.
every day. My gosh.
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
know it. And it does feel like they're having the same conversations over and over again. And I guess that's sort of how people would be, you know, they wouldn't just be able to sort it all out in a day. But
Yeah,
you
or
know,
ever. Yeah.
or ever. Yeah, but I do kind of agree with the observation that Sonny's not going to keep letting Carly beat him up over and over again. You know, eventually he's going to move on if she keeps, you know, treating him that way.
Did I say that and you're agreeing
No,
with
no.
I don't remember saying that.
Was it Ava or Nina? It was in a
Oh.
conversation, I think, between Ava and Nina.
Oh yeah. Like yeah, what's going to come to pass is just what everybody said, is that Carly's
Yeah.
anger is going to drive him away,
Yeah.
drive him right over to Nina's.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
And I don't think that would be ultimately that satisfying for him. I
would
think,
that be a would that be a Pyrrhic victory?
I know. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. But I'm thinking that what made their little relationship work was that they had stripped away all of the real life kind of pressures and trappings, you know. And so now if you insert them in Port Charles with all these other people and their families and stuff like that around, it's not going to be as pleasant, you know.
Mean Nina and Sonny, if they were
Yeah,
ever able to, no, he'll start realizing that she's like, like nutty, like,
And if he continues with his business, like Nina's not going to be that cool, you know, with
yeah.
his
Well,
business.
Nina will probably try to just turn him back into Mike.
Yeah, I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if he started to just gradually like shift his wardrobe back to Mike's wardrobe?
Right. Like
Like
maybe she
one
could
day,
like,
a flannel
yeah.
shirt, you know, and
Right. Maybe she
a couple
could
days
sign him
later.
up for the like flannel
Yeah.
shirt of the month
Fun
club.
club. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think I would have that if you saw my closet, but it's just.
Like you got flannel shirt of the week. But
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I have plenty of flannel.
yeah, I think she would be trying to change him, and that, that
Yeah.
could be interesting if they go ahead and get them together, and then it would be all like bliss initially, and then the real world would start to
Yeah. Brick
set
would
in.
come by and Nina would sort of like recoil, you know, and be like, why
Yeah.
don't you talk to Sonny about business?
Yeah, and there'd be like the five families. She'd have to be having like lunch with Selena Wu at times, and
Yeah.
I don't think she'd be quite the madam of the mob that Carly was able to be.
No, I don't think so. I don't
Yeah.
think she's strong enough for that.
But, I wouldn't mind if they ran off to Nixon Falls and just opened their own little
Yeah.
rustic bar and let Sonny, I mean let
Mike.
Carly take over
Oh, yeah. Carly would take over the
the
mob and
business. Yeah, because she was good
stuff
at it and he's
like that.
lost his mojo almost completely now.
Yeah. That would
He
be
was
fun.
back for a little bit and now he's like turned back into a pile of mush or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then we're going to see him like completely lose it off his meds.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? The poor guy. His, you
Yeah.
know, it wasn't his fault he had amnesia.
No, it really wasn't. But all the things that he did after he got back, he made some bad choices. He's not so different from Brad, really, at this
He's
point.
really not.
He's like, they should bump into each other at the Rite Aid picking up
Sonny would have given you
antacids.
such a dirty look right now if you were standing next to him and you said that. He'd be like, who is this? Get her out of here. And take her friend too.
Take her flannel-clad friend out of here as well.
Want any more contest winners on the
That's probably all ended with COVID, any sort of contests or
Yeah.
we don't even know if they were having contests that, I think we made that up in our own
Yeah,
heads.
I think we might have.
But what I do wonder, like, do you think they have internships?
Ooh, probably not for people our age.
Well,
Probably.
that's ageism then, isn't
Well, sure, but it's also just good practice.
it? Well, we should look into it. I mean, maybe there'd be an internship for you know, plant care for my part.
Yeah.
And
So
I don't
we
know
can just move
what's your
that.
strength. I've been wondering what your strength is.
Ouch. Well, if they ever showed Annabelle too, you know, if she ever joined the cast,
oh yeah,
Quartermain's dog, I guess I could sort of,
you could be
take
the
care of her.
dog walker. All
The
right.
dog handler. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, we're kind of like one day to talk about. It's hard to stretch it out. Did we have any other characters we needed to discuss?
No.
Drew, what did you like? Drew and Michael at the gym with their guns ablazing.
Yeah, wow, what a treat. Thank you. I thought their whole conversation about Aurora Media was sort of silly. Like, what? Nobody ever cared about Aurora Media, least of all Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's so many things that have kind of been like I'd forgotten about Aurora Media, and you know, and
yeah.
also like the storylines that sort of like, is anybody looking for Hayden anymore? What happened to that?
Right. Yeah.
Or Hayden's mother's murderer or any of that stuff.
Right. It wasn't Sean. He was all hot
yeah.
to get to the bottom of things. And now all of a sudden he's got a newspaper.
Right. Yeah.
Really.
An actual newspaper. That's the business you want to get into these days, because newspapers
exactly.
are doing so well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Good call. Good call, Sean. Way to squander all of Nicholas's money. But also Curtis, I feel like, you know, they're giving them these like very like one dimensional kind of
yeah.
storylines.
Lame storylines. Yeah.
Yeah. Curtis is getting less and less interesting by the day, you know?
Yeah, because he's got a big anchor around his neck
yeah.
with a tiny little hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a clarinet of all things.
Yeah. Did he have his clarinet with him when he was hitting on Epiphany today?
I don't remember, did he? I was just so mad at him that he faked an injury again. I'm like, oh,
that
my
was
God.
So scummy. Yeah.
Super lame. They should have had somebody die in the emergency room while he was back there.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah.
Know. Just to drive the point home that that's not cool.
It's really
dude,
not cool.
Dude, not cool.
Like, no.
And then
no.
have Epiphany like,
give him the
do you see what you've done? You know,
that would have been good soap.
Yeah, let me rewrite today's episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody bleed out while they're waiting for that room.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody beloved.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you were using good words the other day on one of our episodes that didn't work, didn't play, and I can't remember what they were.
Yeah, if only I had a chance to use them again today.
I know. You did not suppress your vocabulary. I remember I used the word tantamount, but it was just because I'd looked it up. Uh-huh. I don't really know what it means, but I like
yeah.
I like the sound of it, tantamount.
Yeah, it's not a word you hear very often in conversation.
No. No,
so
I think it means like the same as. That's tantamount to blah
yeah.
blah blah.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Equivalent or the equivalent.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
like uh-huh. that. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm just starting to like drone on about whatever at this point.
Okay, so maybe we should wrap this up.
You want to talk about cocktails again?
Well, I do still need to get the ingredients to a Cosmo. I was at the store a couple of days ago, and I thought, should I get the ingredients today?
And, yeah, you should.
Well, I would like to have a gin and tonic occasionally, I'm not sure that would be a good habit to get into.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't keep stuff like that in the house, or I'd be having them every night. But I think you'd have to go to an actual liquor store, right?
Well, they sell gin at the grocery store here. Remember,
but
they
the
sell
other,
all
of them. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like orange liqueur or something like that.
Was there? I thought it was just different fruits and stuff. I'll have to get a recipe. I'll
no,
really
check
it
out.
It.
But yeah, whenever we're going to do our Zoom hummingbird cake Cosmo, I'm going to call it a Cosmos, though. Like, we'll have a Cosmos party.
Okay.
I feel like that's very inclusive, you know?
Yes, of not just beverages, but also the
entire cosmos. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it brings in like a Carl Sagan angle.
Yeah, which we needed. I think that was the one thing we were lacking.
Yeah, yeah. But, and I'd never watched Sex in the City, which is where that drink got like really big, right? Did you?
I tried and I thought it was terrible.
Just okay.
Like very, very, I don't know, like cliched sort of girly women. You know, I just can't relate. Nobody was wearing a flannel shirt ever.
Early woman? Early woman. Is that what you said?
Girly, girly. I said girly,
oh,
sort of.
Early woman. I was thinking sort of like caveman, like, you know, early woman.
Well, a little bit, yeah. Sort of primitive. But that's probably
I don't know accurate. If I've ever even watched an episode of it, so I don't know. But
yeah,
I'm all for trying the drink. I'm not going to hold it against the drink. That
sure, it's not the drink's fault.
No, so we'll give it a go, and it'll be like a New Year's Eve celebration that
1 month late.
Yeah, kind of a month late. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll work on that.
Okay. Well, I don't think today was a quality product, so I'm going to apologize
again
now. If anybody's stuck with us through this, you know, long, then
rough patch. Yeah.
Bless but I kind of blame the show because today was just another holding pattern of.
Yeah, blah, it was a Monday, blah, blah. So yeah, I can't expect too much from a Monday, I guess.
Yeah, but we'll stick with it, and we'll hope for some excitement tomorrow. Maybe, like, what they could do to make up for today is bring Franco back to life tomorrow. And then,
wouldn't that be nice? And
I bet you would hear the world rejoicing if that happened.
Oh, you would. There'd be dancing in the streets. And perhaps he would, you know, his tumor would come back just long enough for him to get rid of Marshall.
Wow. Okay.
That was a little rough. Sorry.
That's a little dark there, Keish. But okay.
Just to escort him to the edge of town and say,
okay. All right. Yeah.
Please take your little clarinet and go somewhere else.
Go play somewhere else.
Go to the Pennsylvania side of the river.
Yeah. Go find an open mic somewhere, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's nip
let's
this in the
plug
butt.
On this. Okay.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Okay.